Our first reading from the Old Testament can be found on page 742 of the Bibles. It's from Isaiah chapter 55 and beginning of the first verse. Isaiah 55. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good. And your soul will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you do not know, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but I will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
The New Testament reading is taken from Luke chapter 4. It starts on page 1031. It's Luke chapter 4, starting at verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, Physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. I tell you the truth, he continued. No prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. And the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Heard from the word, we continue with thanksgiving and praise.
Please be seated, and as the choir take their seats, try if you can to have a finger both at Isaiah chapter 55 on page 742 and in Luke 4 on page 1030. Pages 742 and 1030. One of the challenges facing any preacher is, how do I discern what God wants to say through his word today to the people who are going to hear it? Now, in one sense, I've been partly relieved of that responsibility this evening, because, as Anthony has indicated, instead of a straight sermon, we're going to have what I would call a time of guided reflection on three of the verses which have been read to us this evening. The preacher's challenge, if you think of Isaiah chapter 55, it is such a cornucopia of promises and blessings that if I were to enumerate all of them and try and apply them in all the different ways that the Holy Spirit might want to in all your different lives, we would be here probably until it was time for our funeral service. So, therefore, I think it's a good idea if we just allow the Holy Spirit the freedom to touch each of us in the way that he might want to with regard to each of, and I've only chosen three verses because, of course, of the constraints of time. But let's give him the freedom to decide how he wants to apply these particular promises to you. And the pattern that I've devised for this, I've entitled PR. I don't know quite what's on the screen there. Yes, that's right. Now, I know in business world, PR stands for public relations. Well, I think PR in this context better stands for our personal relationship with God, my personal relationship with God. And we're going to be looking at these verses, applying what I've called the PR principles to each of these verses. The first principle is praise. Whatever the situation may be that we are confronted with in our life, whatever the issue may be, the right place to start is by praising God for what he's done in that area of your life already. Has he given you something? Has he freed you from something? What is the blessing that you've already received from God in this area? Stop and thank him for it before just presenting him with a list of your concerns and worries. However, the next one to address, of course, is the problem itself. Where is there an issue? Where are you in particular need? And how does this verse, this particular promise, apply to that? Then we come to the promise itself. To look at what Jesus, or the prophet, has said that relates to this particular area of our lives. And to claim and stand on that promise, to actually make that promise our own, specifically for the situation that we're facing today. After that, we will probably need to pray. pray for ourselves as we seek to apply this promise in our lives. And perhaps there are also others we can pray for to whom this verse we know would be relevant and to whom that promise would be really helpful. Prayer for ourselves and for others. And finally, of course, there's practice. How can I live out the practice, the promise that I have claimed for myself? Now, I'm aware that as we work through these three verses that I've chosen with God, there may be issues that go quite deep. And so there will be prayer ministry available during this time as well as at the end of the service. Richard and David, as they will be at the end of the service for prayer ministry, will be in the poppy corner over there. And Jenny and Rosemary will be in the foyer if more than one person is needed. So if you feel that rather than just literally being still before the Lord in this situation, you would like actually someone to pray with you, then please do feel free to go and pray, have prayer with those. So we come to our first promise, which is in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. If you'd just like to look at page 1030 or 1031, it varies from Bible to Bible. And it's to do with that promise of release, of freedom in Christ. Jesus says that he has been sent to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and to release the oppressed. And there is an outline on the screen of how we might individually tackle that problem in prayer. So I suggest that you get yourself into a position which you're comfortable, which may be seated or you may prefer to kneel. Have the verse open in front of you, and in particular, work through five P's, five PRs that there are there. If you're unable to read the screen or it's difficult for you to see it, please do raise a hand, because the sides people have copies of these verses which they can hand out and make available to you now. So please do receive one from them if you're finding it difficult to read the screen. Just hold up your hand and that will come. So let's just have now a few minutes of quiet, and please do look at the issue of any areas of your life where you feel trapped, imprisoned, oppressed by outside forces. But do remember, please, to start with praise and think back to release that you've already received in other areas. I expect for some it may have been too short. And so some of you may feel you need to spend more time in this particular area. I've arranged for a handout to be given out at the end of this service, which will have all these verses on it. And you can take that away and do further work on it at home. It also has three other verses on the other side, which we won't have time to look at this evening. So there'll be plenty of opportunity for you to apply these principles. And if God is going deeply with you in any of these areas, it may not be just a sort of one-night wave of a wand. So there's another PR which you may like to consider, and that is to have a progress review at intervals and see where you are with God in these particular areas. Isaiah 55, verse 1 on page 742, could be entitled God's Free Offer. Come, he says, to all who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you without money, come buy and eat. Buy wine and milk without money and without cost. God offers freely salvation and gifts and blessings to all who come to him. Then in verse 2, he challenges us on our priorities. All of us necessarily spend time on things which have to be done. But what space do we make for time with God and for our spiritual growth? The promise in this verse, verse 2, is that if we listen to God, letting his word really sink in and influence our lives, then they will be greatly enriched. So let's spend a few minutes reflecting on that promise, Isaiah 55, verse 2. Reminds us that as those who have received so much from God ourselves, we have the privilege of sharing the good news with others. This fits well with our theme for the year, You Are My Witnesses. So as you are God's witnesses, let's reflect for a few minutes on this theme, our responsibilities and the privileges and our need of the Holy Spirit's guidance and strength as we seek to spread the good news to those around us. Well, I hope you found this experience helpful. It's probably been little more than a taster. And as I said earlier, if you felt rushed at all, or if you'd like to look at other verses in our passage in this PR way, then please do ask Barry or Valerie for a handout at the end of the service. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for anything we have learned or relearned from your word this evening. We ask for the strength and guidance of the Holy Spirit as we seek to put this into practice. We claim together your promise that your word will not return to you empty, but will accomplish the purpose for which you sent it. May that be true in all our lives in the days ahead. For Jesus' sake, amen.